You know this story, right? The feeding of the 5,000. Raise your hand if you've ever heard it. Never. Oh, I said ever heard it. Yeah, raise your hand if you've never heard it. Now you have, even if it's just the one time. Maybe we have a different take on it here in the United States, because in the United States, we consume really far too much food. The CDC reports a growing number, and it is that more than a third of all adults in the United States are obese. Their BMI classifies them as obese. And I know that that's not the only number, but more than a third. 17% of children and adolescents are in the same condition. You can look that up for yourself. It's on the CDC website. It's a long address, but look for obesity on the CDC website. It's different than when I was a kid, but when I, as an adult, when I read about Jesus feeding 5,000 plus people, beginning with just five loaves and two fish, I can't help but think that whole all ate and were filled. In other translations, it's a little different. It said people ate and were satisfied, or they ate as much as they wanted. But I have to see it through our eyes of overstuffed stomachs and supersized meals. It's not to say that hunger is not an issue in the United States, because it is. Just many of us are overstuffed, and far too many of us are underfed right here in our town. So for us, to eat and be filled means something very different than it did to those experiencing the feeding of the 5,000. It wasn't an eat so much that you feel completely stuffed kind of experience. I imagine people ate until they knew they'd had enough. And it seems as though in our culture we've exchanged enough with stuffed. Hold on to that thought for a second. Let's look in a moment for how all those people got fed, when they only started with five loaves and two fish. Because there's a number of ways to look at it. We've grown up with different interpretations of the story, like, was it an endless basket of food that automatically replenished itself each time food was distributed? That was the Sunday school story that I grew up with. Or was it a mass sharing of resources from everyone gathered there that began with Jesus telling the disciples to distribute the five loaves and two fish? Were people holding back at first, being filled or satisfied with much less than they would normally eat? And the Bible doesn't say, it doesn't answer that. It just says all ate and were satisfied, and it says where Jesus started. Everyone had enough. And afterwards, does it say how many leftovers there were in this morning's? Yeah, 12 baskets full of leftovers. This isn't the only account in the Bible where people didn't have enough food and then all of a sudden there was enough. Like, there's manna for the Israelites as they traveled to the promised land. And then there's 100 people getting fed, beginning with 20 loaves of barley bread and fresh ears of grain. That's with Elisha. And then there's another story where Jesus started with 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish and 4,000 plus ate and were satisfied. It's possible that it's the same story that just has been reinterpreted and retold. It could be a second story. But in each of the examples, there was enough. It started with, how are we going to eat? And then there was enough. And I think that our understanding of the feeding of the 5,000 from this morning's reading goes beyond the questions as to whether this is about food magically appearing like Midas's basket. Can I say Midas's? Because it ends with an S. Or if the real miracle is that Jesus got a group of 5,000 folks gathered to share what they had. But I think that the real message in the reading is that there is enough. All these people were gathered there, and Jesus said, you feed them. There's enough. There's enough to take care of all of this. But it seems like maybe then, and definitely now, our distribution system is completely out of whack, because there are enough resources in our community to be sure that the fish pantry is stocked and able to provide food for those who were in need. We were part of the founding of Fish in 1971. My parents were part of the founding of Fish in 1971. A fellow named Buzz Emerson. You know Buzz? Buzz died just a few years ago, but Buzz was one of the real founders. But we've been part of that since its beginning. This morning, as you walked in, did you see the fish basket? It has for several years sort of lived by the coat rack over there. And on the first Sunday of the month, I don't know how long ago it was more popular, but on the first Sunday of the month, we would bring food and fill up that bin or another bin that existed there. And it's kind of gone by the wayside. We forget it. We don't see that. And so I put it front and center. I probably should have brought it all the way up here, but I wanted people to walk by it and be reminded that we can fill that bin with food several times a month easily. There is enough in our cabinets. There's enough in our trips to the grocery store to get a few extra things and put them in there. There's enough for us to help and for the fish food pantry to always be full. And there are enough resources here in our congregation to support Hope's Front Door, to support PADS and other organizations that provide food and shelter. We already do it, and there's enough for us to even increase that. Last year, we found opportunities to give more to Hope's Front Door. It used to be called Walk-In Ministry of Hope, and to PADS. There's enough. I think I mentioned this once before and haven't gotten accomplished, and I want to do it for next year. There's enough for us in the 4th of July parade next year not to have cars and or trucks with banners, but to have one pickup truck that we can throw stuff in and then about 10 people with shopping carts. And we can have fun with it. We can have a shopping cart drill team where we go around and do formations with our shopping carts like figure eights or the whirling dervish where we spin around, or two circles, or something where, you know, fun little moves. I actually have a drawing of it because I've been around something like this before. And then tell the community, hey, while we're marching in the parade, we're collecting food for the fish pantry. And then people bring their bags of food to the parade, and they put them in the cart, and then we put them in the pickup truck, and at the end, we go over to the food pantry because we've arranged for it to be open that day and bring them several tons of food that came from the village of Downers Grove and surrounding communities. There's enough to do that, and it's something that the community could get involved with. Our church could do something together and love doing it. There are enough resources here in the pews, in our congregation, to make sure that we pay our bills and continue to effectively minister to all. Doesn't always seem like it, but there's enough. There are enough resources in our state to make sure that everyone has access to affordable health care. And I know that that's a buzzword and politicians are talking about it and everyone's getting angry, but there's enough to make sure that that happens. There are enough resources in our country so that everyone has a place to live. And I'm not just talking, saying like, oh yeah, there's enough. There's enough. It's been done in communities where communities say, you know what, we're spending this much money and we've got all of these people who are homeless and we've got all of these empty houses. It will cost us less to take the money and furnish housing for people that don't have houses. And then people have houses, and then healthcare costs go down because people aren't out on the street. It's been done, and it can be done in every community in the nation. There are enough resources all over the world so that everyone can have the basic necessities of life. Because there is enough. But we live in this culture that says, we need more. Instead of knowing what is enough, we live until we're stuffed, and we do. Or maybe we live out of fear because all we can see is scarcity. I've got to keep my stuff. There's not enough to give to someone else who needs it because then I won't have enough. Or then I won't be stuffed. The people who are in the Bible story today, they knew when they'd had enough. And Jesus, he looked at what meager resources were evident, 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he saw abundance. There is enough to be the church. There is enough to care for others. There is enough, and we don't have to overstuff. There is enough, and we don't have to hold so tight to our stuff. Because we live in a world that is abundant. We live in a nation that is abundant. We live in a state of abundance. That sounds funny, but we do. We live in a community of abundance. And we are part of this faith community, St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Downers Grove. It's a church of abundance. We got to get our distribution system kiltered. And we can. We must. We will give, serve, live out of that abundance. And I'll know that there is enough that all may eat and be filled. Amen.